We're here with Russell Dietz, who is VP and Chief Technology Officer for SafeNet. Also, Derek Tumalak, who is the VP of Product Management for SafeNet, and Matthew Pugh, who is the Senior Public Relations Specialist also for SafeNet. How are you gentlemen doing today?
Good, thank you.
Very good, thank you.
Good. Listen, obviously we're doing full coverage of the show, and we want to really get your perspective on what trends you're seeing in the marketplace as it regards the security and the verticals that we cover.
So, this is obviously Derek. Generally speaking, one of the things we've seen, and this has been evolving over the last several years, is really the emphasis on protection of data as opposed to network-based securities that we saw 10 years ago, 15 years ago. So in the late 90s, you would have seen technologies, VPNs, firewalls, solutions in that area that would really protect the perimeter or the boundary of an organization as opposed to looking at the data itself. And I would say in the last 5 years, we've seen a lot much more awareness around the fact that you actually need to look at the data itself, whether it's a credit card number, an Excel spreadsheet that might have financial information in there, and really protect that piece of information and who has access to it, as opposed to protecting the corporate boundaries that you have in place. So that's one of the main trends that we've seen. And I believe that one of the real drivers, there have been several drivers, but they've been primarily around compliance. The one that seems to come up quite a bit is PCI compliance. And that's really driven many customers, many organizations, to think about how they protect their data. One of the things that we've seen as well is customers are looking at how can they tactically solve their PCI requirements, so get the compliance checkbox, if you will, but use that experience or that framework as a template for going forward for how they would protect their data. So obviously there are other compliance requirements out there, HIPAA on the healthcare side, privacy laws that require, for example, if information is not properly protected, encrypted encryption is a common theme used there. If it's not properly protected and you lose that information, you have to make public disclosures, for example. California's SB 1386 was a good example of that several years ago. There are other legislations that have evolved since then. So all of these, with information being compromised, so data breaches, of course, all of that, and added with compliance, is really moving the industry towards, hey, how can I protect the data itself, as opposed to how do I protect my perimeter?
Sure. Considering data protection, compliance, what is SafeNet doing to really address some of those issues, and what product are you emphasizing on the show?
So, the product offering at a high level is the Enterprise Data Protection product platform, if you will. Mm-hmm. And there are several products that fall into that category. So we have products that allow you to protect full disks, so laptop protection. We have database encryption technologies. We have file encryption technologies, application encryption technologies. We also have solutions that help you protect identities as well. So a whole range of different products that really complete that overall EDP offering for our end customers.
That's great. Well, I see the growth that SafeNet's experiencing. How are you all really differentiated in the marketplace?
So we are, I believe, after the Aladdin acquisition, which is obviously very significant for us, we are the fifth largest security company in the world today. So obviously a lot of reputation behind that, wide range of products, number three in information security, and number one in high-value InfoSec. So just that credibility and that experience really differentiates us. If you compare us to, say, a smaller organization that doesn't necessarily have the financials as well as the history that a company like SafeNet does, especially, in today's market conditions where, frankly, financial viability is really that much more important.
Right. Well, obviously, right now we focus in government and financial and soon healthcare in the fall. Considering data protection, compliance, what advice do you have for folks specifically in those industries?
Well, just a comment on kind of where SafeNet stands as well and where we offer capabilities. We do secure the most government information, the largest deployment of government communication security. So that's an important piece.
Right.
Our general advice for that particular area would be to look at many of the commercial technologies and see how you won't necessarily be able to take, some instances you can take commercial technology or products and deploy them in government. but to look at that as a starting point and see how you can leverage that, because there's a lot of fast-moving things happening on the commercial side.
Right.
And what we've seen is over the years where the government has typically lagged the commercial side in terms of adoption of newer technology. Now, the government has always been more secure, of course,
right.
But in terms of newer technologies that come around, there's typically a lag. So whether it's VPN technology or data protection technologies, you know, there might be, say, a 3 to 5 year lag. What we're seeing now is that lag is shrinking. So governments are really taking a close look at what's out there on the commercial side. How can they leverage that quickly? Because they realize, you know, they don't want to necessarily build everything from scratch anymore, right? Why not take something that's already developed, that works, is tested, and then add whatever is required to meet the government level of certification?
Sure. Well, that makes good sense. I'm not sure if you had anything else that you wanted to tell us about that's happening at SafeNet.
In general, you know, some of the fast, you know, the quick, you know, fun facts or data points around SafeNet, but we do protect the most money that moves throughout the world. We have a relationship with SWIFT that, you know, we're essentially 80% of all electronic bank transfers are going through SafeNet technology to enable that to occur. The most digital identities are protected as well, and also the most highly valued software through our rights management solutions that we offer today.
That's great. Well, listen, Derek and all, thank you for spending the time, and have a great show.
Thank you.